Rain and thunderstorms will move across the Midwest over the next couple of days, and then followed by a colder air mass that will likely generate a little bit of snow. As we move forward through this period, we're likely to see a little bit of travel delay, but it's not likely to be a major snow event in any part of the Midwest, except maybe near and downwind from the Great Lakes. The first rain event that's going to impact the region is going to take place later today and continuing tomorrow. We'll likely see the precipitation focusing on the Ohio River Basin, parts of the Tennessee River Basin, and even down into the Delta. The precipitation could be moderate to locally heavy at times, but we're not expecting any flooding conditions to occur out of this particular event. Most of the precipitation will probably be in a reasonable range, running from a half to an inch and a half. A few locations could end up with some greater amounts than that, but I really can't get too excited about a major soaking for the area, and that's probably the best news I can hand down at this point in time. The system will move on into the middle and northern Atlantic coastal region as we go into Thursday, and in the wake of the system will be some colder air that will be coming in from Canada. The colder air will work with some of the moisture that's lingering across the northwestern part of the Midwest and likely generate a little bit of light snowfall. This particular snow event is not going to be very impressive, and it's actually going to occur because the temperatures are turning much cooler as the cold air mass comes into the region and it's actually squeezing the moisture out of the atmosphere. There's not much influx from the Gulf of Mexico, and for that reason, snow accumulations are not likely to be all that impressive, except downwind from the Great Lakes region, where we'll likely see some heavy amounts of snowfall in small portions of the region there. For instance, northwestern Indiana will probably be one area that gets a fair amount of snowfall as we finish out the day on Thursday. The snow accumulations of a dusting to a couple of inches will probably occur most often. It wouldn't surprise me to see a couple of counties end up with 3 inches. And I'm talking about areas away from the Great Lakes region right this minute. Those areas that are just downstream from the lake effect of snows, we probably end up with several inches of accumulation. The snow event will likely focus mostly on Wednesday into Thursday, and we'll probably see a little bit of snow still lingering on Friday, though, especially across the Great Lakes region. This particular system will likely move on out of the region shortly thereafter. It'll be fairly cold, though, behind the event. We expect temperatures to fall below zero in the upper parts of the Midwest, and we'll probably see temperatures pretty deep into the teens occurring fairly far to the south across a part of the region as well. In fact, there'll be enough cold air with this event that we may end up with another risk of frost and some freezes in Florida as we move into the weekend coming up. The cold air doesn't stick around in the Midwest for very long, at least not this particular wave. We'll find some warming taking place shortly thereafter, and we'll likely see the temperatures rebound to a more seasonable range for a brief few days. Now, next week, we're likely to encounter a new surge of cold air that will likely bring much colder conditions to the upper parts of the Midwest, and another chance for a little bit of snowfall. In the meantime, in South America, yesterday afternoon, Argentina baked in temperatures of 100 to 106 degrees, with extremes to 110, and the temperatures were just most punishing we've seen yet this season, with all the crops that were already stressed because of dryness further stressed because of the extreme temperatures. Showers and thunderstorms will work their way across Argentina today and tomorrow. The precipitation will be welcome, but it's not going to be enough in some southwestern parts of the country to bring on a serious amount of improvement to crop and field conditions. But the northeast part of the areas will probably do better. And by northeast, I'm talking about the region along and northeast of a line, really from central and northern parts of Cordoba into northeastern Buenos Aires. The far northeast corner of Argentina will not do that well with this event. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.